Marty, a lot to get to this week, and we're going to start with one of the big news stories of the week, the Las Cruces Public Schools. We talked recently about the fact that the superintendent, Greg Ewing, was going to be leaving. He's on administrative leave already, and September 9th is his last day. But then, the very next day, September 10th, there is a new interim superintendent with a very familiar name, Dr. Karen Trujillo. And you talk in depth this week with the longest serving school board member who was part of the group that unanimously decided to hire Dr. Trujillo.
Yes, Maria Flores is in her 11th year. She started, originally she was elected to the school board in 2009, and then barely got in back then, and then overwhelmingly returned to the board. And Mike Cook talks in depth with her about, and since she's the institutional memory on that board, almost as many years as the other four members combined, she talks about her her time on the board and what she's learned and taken away from that. She's a former teacher at Tombaugh Elementary as well. And Gail Wheeler, who's at the Crossroads Program for Long-Term Suspended Students, says Maria Flores is the only board members to consistently visit and support their program and is very impressed with how she has her feet on the ground. She does mention Ewing, but understandably, she just kind of brushed it off by saying Dr. Ewing, he did a lot of good, but he never got used to the chili, which is a good line, but I think it means that, you know, he never really made himself at home here. But she says the recall petitions that have are going to be circulated against the board are, quote unquote, utterly ridiculous. And she talks about all kinds of other issues, and she's pretty candid about student testing, teacher evaluation, school grading, and school security.
Lots to read there. City of Las Cruces has decided they are not going to use a controversial herbicide.
Yeah, it's in Roundup. It's called glyphosate, and they banned it on Monday at their council meeting, and they also approved a resolution to appoint an ad hoc committee to help the city develop and implement an integrated pest management policy. Now, the ban was voted on after eight members of the public spoke in favor of the ban. And the only one who voted against banning it was Councilor Ekman.
Oh, okay.
But the others all did, so it was pretty overwhelming. It's going to be a ban on pest control on city property. And so there's no date as to when that will take place, but I believe they're going to use up what they have, and then they're not going to reorder any of that and look for other ways, safer ways to use pest control.
All right. We move on now to an update on activities at Spaceport America. A lot more happening there now.
Yes, on August 15th, they had a media day and kind of a get acquainted day to show what's going on there. And I've talked to people, Fred, that have been up there in the last couple years, and they say there's nothing going on up there. It's like a ghost town in reverse in a way. But right now, there are 90-plus employees actively working up there on a daily basis. They are coming from out of state, probably a lot from California. They are not only working there, but they're bringing their families. They're buying homes in Doña Ana and Sierra counties. Their children are enrolling in school. And they have now at the spaceport White Knight 2, which is a mothership of sorts that will take the space capsule to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere and then launch it into space commercial space happens.
Once that testing is done. Finally, in business this week, we have a new watering hole on Focaccio Avenue with an unusual name.
Elephant Ranch. It used to be called the Guacamole Bar and Grill, 3995 West Picacho. Elephants, the owners are Derek Roberts and Dylan Nunn, and they like elephants, and they thought
all
it'd
right.
be mysterious and get people in there.
A lot
they
of people
don't
like
want,
them.
Yeah, they don't want to think people think that it's just a honky-tonk.
Right. Very interesting. Good luck to them. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and much more this week.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Marty.
Thank you.